The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today, because it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
James Campbell back in the fold.
He's so happy to be here.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'm thrilled.
It wasn't Sumac.
Wow. Okay, so this is going to be a really good day.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll be okay. But I have an excuse because I'm on these steroids that have me.
Yeah, you are super
aged. James.
F. Yeah, so, I also just started taking roids.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm so aggravated.
Wow.
He's got aggravated by his icons on his computer today.
Oh, he's already been talking to Jason about it, yes. No, I'm going to be embarrassed.
What if.
And his water, the water machine wasn't working.
Oh,
God.
I should have brought it up.
It's okay.
It's just a button.
What's happening?
Sticky? The cold one? Bad. When you hit the cold?
Yeah, well, I'm going to get a glass of water and get my ice so I have my Yeti all so I can stay hydrated during the show.
Oh, yeah, I want you hydrated.
Lubricated
yeah.
So I can talk.
Just got to give him a little.
We got this stuff. Water cooler in this room with all these fancy electronics with a button that doesn't work. It gets stuck and it just pours water.
It doesn't get stuck for me. I don't know what happens. Not to make you more angry.
No.
Okay.
That's just my issue. Okay.
There you go.
I think. Maybe you're aggressive.
I forgot all about the taxi theme. I don't know why I forgot. Should I play that while I was at home arguing with my fiance?
So your medication aggravates you.
Yeah, it's some steroid.
I don't like that, James.
I don't either.
It's okay. I'll be done with them by Sunday, I think.
Okay,
Sunday or Monday.
So Monday.
Prednisone.
Prednisone. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Jason took the brunt of your roid rage.
A little bit.
So when we go away and we come back, people, you know, they're standing guard, watching the show and taking care of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I have my icons on my computer desktop in a very certain way.
Yeah,
and sometimes when we leave, we come back, the icons are all messed up, and I'll ask questions. And I'll say, hey, do you know anything about why these icons are all mixed up now?
Seriously.
Yeah, I get it.
And everybody's like, no, I have no idea. And I'm like, oh, okay. Whatever, it's weird. Yeah. So then I come in today, and I know just Jason's been working on my computer. And guess what? The icons are all messed up again!
Oh, wow, Jason.
He's like, Jason. Even close!
Are you switching stuff up when you're...
There you go, Jason.
I'm just saving things differently, I guess. But he was like, I caught you red-handed.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Jason's like, I heard him say, I didn't realize there was an investigation going on.
There it is.
It wasn't an investigation. It was just my own perception. I've been keeping notes mentally. What's going on with my computer desktop icons? That's all.
Dave and Chuck the Freak internal investigation. Who's switching icons?
Knowing there's roid rage makes more sense.
Yeah, it does, right? Yes. Now I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, my fiance yesterday was like, you know, you're grouchy. I'm like, I know, it's medication. Because she's like, your neck is looking so much better. I'm like, who cares about my neck? My neck doesn't matter.
Have
you seen my side?
Oh.
From my left nipple down to my Johnson, I look like Gorbachev's forehead.
Oh, my God.
You do.
Wow.
You do.
Gorbachev.
I
haven't heard that name in a while.
But it's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, sure.
It is exactly what it looks like.
It paints a picture. Yeah. You know, listen, there was no hesitation when James texted me the other day. So, for those who don't know, you're suffering from?
Poison ivy. I have a severe case of poison ivy. I found out I'm extremely allergic to it. It sucks.
Yeah.
So bad.
My entire left arm, it looks like it's been eaten by some sort of a zombie virus.
Yes.
It looked like a freaking nature.
Oh. How'd you get it? What happened?
Doing yard work, of course. Doing yard work. And the worst part of it is, too, I'm like, man, that looks like that could be poison ivy.
Oh, no.
What do I do? I guess I rolled in it. I made sweet passionate love to it. It's all over my body. It's like I took a shower with it.
Oh, yeah. My God. So anyways, he texted me. We were keeping, you know, in communication, see if he'd be in or not, because he was going to the hospital to get a shot and stuff. And then he used words like oozing, and I was like, take another day. Please take another day.
I thought he said pus.
I thought pus, but I think it was ooze.
Well,
I'm
pretty bad,
because I feel like if I say pus, it leaves even worse than ooze.
But it was pus.
Yeah,
that was oozing.
It's blisters. So what it is, like, the oil from this plant gets into your skin, and your skin, it irritates the crap out of your skin. So you start to blister up. Like, your body reacts to try to get rid of it, to get this oil out of the skin, and it can't get this oil out. So you get these nasty blisters, and these blisters ooze, more ooze that makes more blisters.
Oh, man.
So it's like a never-ending
cycle. So you have to completely dry your body up. So, like, I've got this spray. I don't know where I put it. So the spray calamine lotion, okay?
Mm-hmm,
I've gone through 3 cans of this stuff because I'm literally, like, painting skin onto my body with calamine lotion.
Oh, my God. Nice. I didn't know they made a spray calamine lotion.
I didn't either.
And it works much better than the other calamine lotion, because why call it lotion? Just call it pink water.
Yeah, you just...
It's always just that old pink bottle.
You have to have a cotton ball. That sucks.
Yeah. It doesn't do anything.
No.
So I got to get the spray to spray it on, plus the coolness from the spray and the aerosol.
Yeah, nice. I'll just say, if you ever want a day off work, Use the words ooze or pus in a text message to someone, and they'll be like, yep, go ahead.
Take a couple days.
Take a month.
Yes. Yeah, but I finally got the ooze and the pus under control to where I'm comfortable coming into the workplace, so I'm not going to ooze on anybody else.
You want ooze or pus on anyone
here? No, that's also why I'm wearing long sleeves, and I got long socks, just to keep... It's a little extra precaution.
Cover that ooze up.
Yeah, so we're not oozing on you guys and oozing on the workspace.
Can you get coronavirus from ooze? I'm sure, right?
Probably. It's a droplet, technically.
It's a droplet, yeah.
Well, you can actually hear the taxi theme kind of calm James down as he went.
Yeah, because Jason thinks it's been useless. He thinks it hasn't done anything to him.
I, like, literally heard it calm him down.
It helped a little bit, because I don't really care about the icons anymore. And I actually am starting to feel bad. I hope Jason's not upset with me. I don't want any kind of weird work situation.
See, these are the ups and downs of roids, right? We're going through it with you right now. The highs and the lows.
It's like a pregnant woman, but with third degree burns out of 10% of her body.
Well, now I got 2 pregnant women in my life, but I'm not mad at you, James.
You messed my icons, Jason!
I'm not mad at you. It sucks. I get it. It's super annoying.
If James wasn't oozing, I'd ask you guys to hug it out, but and it's COVID, so we'll hold off.
Don't ooze.
Give me about 2 weeks and I'll be huggable, I think.
Yeah.
You're always huggable.
That's the other thing, too. I'm not touchable. I got a fiance. She can't cuddle up. We can't touch. She's already told me no booty until the poison ivy's completely gone.
Oh, wow.
This just gets better.
Yeah.
You know, this was my birthday last week. I find out I have a gum infection and I got poison ivy.
Oh, my God.
Happy 38, James. Life is grand, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Happy what?
38. Can you believe
38?
That?
I thought you were younger than that.
I wish I was younger than that.
I really thought he was 30.
I thought you were 36.
No, I just have the mentality of a child.
He keeps me, I'll be honest, he keeps me young.
I'm not James. James just hit the big 3-0.
Yeah.
I wish I was, man, if I was 30, oh, dude, do you know how much life I have ahead of me still?
No, we're 50, so.
Yeah, whatever. People will believe that.
Well,
I can't believe those guys are 50.
Six months.
Yeah, it's been a rough start. A rough start to my 38th year on this planet. I can't wait to take another whole ride around that sun. 365 days, huh?
Yeah. That'll be better.
How exciting.
It'll be better, James.
I hope so.
It will for sure.
As soon as these steroids wear off.
Why don't you rearrange your icons and breathe deeply?
Yeah, I got to post some stuff on the site. We got some great stories we're going to talk about. You can find all the info over at DavidTookTheFreak.com. I'll see you later.
Bye. He's got to arrange his icons.
Those steroids are no joke, man.
No.
I heard something, but I wasn't getting invested in it. I'm like, I'm just going to keep on.
No, I just shut my door. I was like, I don't want to stay out of that.
Yeah.
But the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show is kind of a rough start. If you're trying to start like a car, you know, it's like it's a rough start.
It's like a Model T right now.
It won't turn over.
Like, you got one of those cranks.
Yeah, you gotta crank it.
You gotta crank it.
Crank it up. So hard. Get it together.
And it's like what happens is like you find out you're like, oh, listen, you know, we gotta crank the thing today, but they didn't give us a crank.
No crank.
There's no crank.
Or they'll just build one haphazardly.
And we got to crank it 4 times.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, that's good times. So, but James is back, thankfully, and he's doing better, and you know, just a little bit aggravated.
I'm back and I'm angry, so don't even mess with me on the text line.
Oh, God. Now they're really going to mess with me on the text.
Look out.
Don't send him any donger.
The opinions expressed by James Campbell on text do not necessarily represent those of Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Because I'm reading every single one.
Oh, don't read them, probably.
No, I'm respond.
All right, maybe we should have taken one more.
I'm going to remember your phone number. Write it on the men's room stall in a very seedy area.
Oh, lovely. There you go.
I'm going to have to.
You can get a couple people for me, too, James.
Okay. Anybody says a damn thing about you, I'm writing their phone number down, and I'm going to put it all over the internet. I'm going to sign them up for freebungholepics.com.
Freebungholepics.com.
Text straight to your
inbox. That's probably Dynamite website.
How do I sign up for that?
I'm sure it doesn't exist.
You want to see.
Trademark Dave and Chuck the Freak. What would you say is the most overrated show on television? Someone looked at Google Trends to figure out the top answer in all 50 states, and I'm sure some of these will anger you because you love it.
This Is Us.
No, that didn't make the list. The number one answer was one of just 9 different shows, so there's lots of overlap here. But by far, the most overrated show in America, Parks and Recreation.
What?
I think it's because some people don't get the humor, right?
That's odd.
I feel it's
more accessible than The Office, humor-wise.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I feel like The Office is drier and, like, you know.
That's the only explanation I can find here, though. Like, how else do you explain it?
I think it's hilarious.
Do you think because it was the same style, sort of, as The Office, like the same premise of following people around with cameras that they know / don't know are in every moment of their life, because it was the kind of the same way, if you're a big Office fan, you're like, rip off.
Yeah.
So you're
anti-
You
got burnout on it, maybe.
Or something, or just you're just like, oh, great, same old concept. I don't know, because I've seen a couple episodes and it seemed funny.
Yeah, I didn't watch it when it first came out, and I think maybe it was because of the Office thing. I'm like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
And now, years later, I've watched it. I'm watching it now, and I think it's hilarious.
I wasn't that into The Office, and then I was into Parks and Rec, like, immediately.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Like, I love the characters on Parks and Rec more than I like The Office characters.
Hmm.
So 8 states say Parks and Rec is the most overrated show in America, including Colorado, Rhode Island, Kansas, Ohio, and Oregon. The Simpsons is the most overrated show according to 7 states, including Idaho, Mississippi, Nebraska, North Dakota, Utah, and West Virginia. The Big Bang Theory also got 7 states. The Walking Dead got 7 states. People think it's the most overrated show.
That's terrible.
Rick and Morty.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
How dare somebody put Rick and Morty on the overrated list?
The folks listening in Massachusetts are among those that think Rick and Morty is overrated, as well as Arizona, Arkansas, Maine, and Wyoming.
Oh, Arizona's on there. No big surprise.
Their taste. You folks in Florida are among 5 states that think Game of Thrones is overrated.
Yeah, well, there you go, James.
I'm on board with that one. Finally, on a list that makes some sense.
You can join the folks in Florida as well as Kentucky, New York, North Carolina, and Tennessee.
My Kentucky, Tennessee folks, we know that Game of Thrones is overrated. Wow. Got to watch 5 episodes.
We're never
going to
be able to follow that show.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of a tolerance for... I don't know.
Friends, 4 states think Friends is overrated, including Georgia.
People are obsessed with it.
In Michigan, people think The Office is overrated, as well as Louisiana, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. South Carolina was the only state where people think Breaking Bad is the most overrated show.
Wow. That makes no sense.
Who thinks it's overrated?
South Carolina.
Whatever, well, South Carolina.
Okay, I see.
I love this. The average person over the age of 64 thinks every one of those shows is overrated.
Terrible.
Sir, can I get your opinion on Parks and Recreation?
Overrated.
The Simpsons.
Overrated.
Big Bang Theory.
Terrible.
The Walking Dead.
What?
Rick and Morty.
Who?
Game of Thrones.
Terrible.
Friends. Friends.
Huh?
Are you with us?
What?
Sir, we're asking you for the
I got distracted by this episode of Cheers.
Oh, okay. Do you think Friends is overrated?
Yes.
The Office.
Huh?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking what?
There you go. That's a one-on-one interview with America.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, out of all those shows, The Breister
is most attached to Big Bang Theory.
Of course.
He likes that show?
He loves
Big Bang. Solid CBS show.
He loves...
person show.
Yep, that's it.
And also James.
And James. Big Bang Theory.
I wouldn't mind watching it right before NCIS Los Angeles. Yeah. Wouldn't be mad if that was the
lineup.
Yeah.
Write that down, CBS.
Yeah, the show you love, there's a lot of people that do not like it.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's an email that came in. This guy had a very disturbing situation with a lady. He says, the other day you were talking about the worst thing that ever happened in bed. Well, I have to share this because I don't think it's something you've ever heard of. And if so, probably not very often. I'm seeing a girl. Very nice. Very cute. Liked all the same things as me. Very flirty. I'm flirty by nature, so we kind of clicked pretty well. After weeks of tossing sexual comments back and forth and often putting out many sexual conversations for each other to open up to, I quickly realized it's go time. She came over. We had plans to watch a movie in bed together. Oh, well, of course, it's go time.
Yeah. We could watch a movie in bed if you want.
We both knew the movie wasn't going to be watched. Well, now, before this next part, I have to emphasize this girl's appearance. She's about 5 feet tall, a little tinier. A little overweight, but literally has boobs each the size of my head. Yes. No joke. Giant. I'm totally serious. So each boob is like one of his heads.
A head size.
Mm-hmm. She's 5 feet. She's just all tits.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like a mini Beth from Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Hopefully not quite so
round.
Rotund.
Yes. He says, like Dave, I'm a boob guy, so I was just itching to get the full show. Well, during the movie, I make my move. We start kissing. Things began to get very steamy. Ooh. After a bit of fondling the boobs above the surface, it was time to give her the good old reach up her shirt and undo the bra. As my hand moved behind her and tucked under her shirt, my body froze. My lips stopped. My eyes widened. I went into full panic mode. Guys, this is not an exaggeration. She had a thick patch of hair in her tramp stamp area.
Whoa. Like,
listen to me. The hair was about as thick as Andy's beard. I wish I was exaggerating.
That's a bad look.
Okay, Lisa.
Poor Andy's beard. Why is Andy's beard always used?
Because it's a majestic thing.
Well, it's hit or miss. Some days it's hit and some days it's miss.
But I'm just saying, like, fullness-wise,
right.
It's
wild and untamed.
Right. Which I assume this girl's tramp stamp patch was.
Yeah. Thick patch.
That's
just
crazy
like
to see.
He said, I honestly wish I was exaggerating. After I pulled it away, she took it as a tease and pulled her shirt completely off. And there it was. Her back completely normal. But in the tramp stamp area, she had a gigantic bush-like hair formation from love handle to love handle.
Oh, it was like horizontal. It wasn't just a... I just imagined like a tuft.
I have the same thing, but it doesn't stop.
Never heard of someone having that.
No,
probably shouldn't.
My guy, he said, immediately went to stage -3.
Oh my God, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Even though the breasts were glorious, it was abort, abort, abort. I suddenly got very interested in the movie, and then the rest of the night was super awkward.
Wow.
Though I have seen her again in person a few times, we never have gone on dates and never have gotten in bed together. How could she do this? How could she just pretend it wasn't there? Her back bush.
Really got to him.
Mm. Does she not realize that it's as bad as it is?
I don't know.
She's got to feel it.
I don't know how you don't know.
I mean, did she really think they were just going to lay in bed and watch a movie?
No, she was obviously into getting it on, too.
But that's, I mean, so like... You got to prep.
And she didn't take care of it?
She didn't take care of it, or doesn't take care of it, or...
Just looks like...
Obviously, for years.
Like a toupee sitting there on the middle of her back.
That's horrible.
Is there a... Like, is it a disease?
It's a, No, I'm sure it's just she's a, you know, whatever.
Women with lower back hair.
She doesn't have hair anywhere else.
We've all seen women that have a full beard.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's often like stuff happens.
People are looking it up. Beard. Is it normal for a girl to have a hairy lower back? It is common. I don't know. I don't. Why is my back so hairy, girl?
What kind of questions is that?
Can I shave my back, girl? These are the questions people have asked Google.
Oh, so they're saying they're a girl.
I guess.
Okay. Yeah. They don't want all the like man answers.
Oh, it's like a hormonal imbalance, this one says. Hirsutism or Cushing's syndrome.
Mm. That's what I've got then. I don't know what that
hair
is.
Hair on your butt? Like a woman with hair on her butt? Could you imagine?
No.
That's a bad look.
I mean, we've seen that stripper we saw. No, that stripper we saw, Chuck.
It was, cheek. No, I'm saying.
It extended out. It extended out from her
ass hair sweeped out onto her butt.
Yeah. Such an interesting career choice when you have just butt hair.
I don't know if she had any other choice.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, I think she was too ugly to work at Walmart.
You got
to
take care of that if you're going to be doing the things strippers do up there.
I know. And where we went, it was like a...
It was daytime, wasn't it?
Daytime, but just... it was a, like, a dirtier show.
Yeah. It's definitely called hirsutism. And because this says, if you are female and struggle with male pattern hair growth on the lower back, you luckily have a few options. So she has this going on. She has hirsutism.
I knew a chick that had, like, super, super hairy arms, and it wasn't, like, black hair.
Yeah, that could be just, like...
But it was, like, I mean, it was, like, really, really thick. And yeah. It was crazy.
Like, there's some ethnicities that are hairier than, you know... Others.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so but this is what it is. So this is what this lady has going on. Hirsutism. If you go to myhirsutism.com, you can
subscribe to it for
so you can read all about it. She can take care of it, but she just chose not to.
This tells you like seven different ways to get rid of it. Some most temporary, right? You gotta shave or wax or but then there's laser, there's different things that they're suggesting.
Yeah,
you
she
do.
Should be going to see someone for that.
Absolutely. My God, it just would be... Look
there. Oh, look, they have
no, wait a second. Hold on. Let me see.
Which
one? See.
This
that one?
One,
yep. Up close.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Can I tell you that's like the sexiest part of a girl?
So right above the ass crack?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Into that back where it starts to sweep
so
up.
So if it looked like yours, Chuck?
And it does. And this photo does, except...
That's brutal. That goes down to her crack.
And you can see it in her butt crack.
What a disappointment for that guy.
Yeah.
You know, he got so excited.
He's like, this is not good.
That I'll say this though, whoever that girl is, extremely brave for letting them. Or do you think she didn't even know she was having her photo taken?
Oh my God!
Taken?
You think someone took it without her knowledge?
Yeah,
it kind of looks that way.
It does, like she didn't
look.
Oh my God!
Look at some of these hairy ass ladies. That's not a lady.
Sucks.
That can't be a lady.
Yes, it can.
That can't be a lady's
that
belly
button. That sounds like it's a belly button.
That's a belly button. I thought it was an eyebrow.
I thought it was a belly button. Don't you think it's a belly button?
No, because that's the other side of it.
No, that's the back.
Oh, okay.
That's the spine.
That's the before and after.
Oh, look how much hair.
Because he said it was very thick.
That's like what he encountered right there.
You have a werewolf down there.
That's what he encountered. And look, it's just a line like above the butt.
That is an unfortunate place for it.
And your brain just, when
normally,
you're in shock.
It just look like that.
You know, like you encounter that as a guy, I'm sure you're trying to process.
It's a no bone zone then.
Absolutely. Sure. Matt's with us here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hi, Matt. How are you?
COVID. Good. How are you?
You're doing all right, thanks. So what's your comment?
Ripcord. I dated a girl when I was in college for a couple of months who had that hairy tuft of hair in the back like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I experienced it, I was like, oh, what the hell is this? Heck is this? But, she wound up being a great lay. So I dealt with it.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean,
you just ignored it.
So it wasn't a big turnoff for you.
I just didn't put my hands back there or I'd be drunk.
Yes. all the telltale.
You gotta be real wasted. Yeah.
The tried and true methods.
Drink the back hair away.
Yeah.
All right, dude. But you never mentioned it to her.
Never mentioned it to her.
And she obviously never talked to you about it.
Never talked to me about it. And then I graduated. I came back to Michigan. I was living in New York. And never talked to her again.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. You have a good day. Right. Kayla's with us in Fort Myers. Hi, Kayla. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're talking about this listener's lady who I just noticed refers to in the title as Chewbacca Girl. You had a comment?
Yes. I'm a cosmetology student here in Fort Myers, Florida. Mm-hmm. And we just learned on the chapter of excessive hair growth on an abnormal body part. And it's called hypertrichosis.
Oh, okay. Have you heard of women with lower back hair?
Yeah. I mean, it could be on any body part. Lower back, you know, excessive on their arms, on their legs, you know, how people have it on, like, their face, you know, for women who, like, have mustaches and beards and stuff like that. So it's called hypertrichosis.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Kelly. Have a good day.
Sharing her cosmetology school knowledge.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. That would suck so bad.
Werewolf syndrome. You don't want to be a lady with werewolf syndrome. Those little werewolf kids from when I was a kid.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's like a whole family of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, doesn't hit every single member of their family. It's really crazy.
They once a year, they'd be on the cover of one of those supermarket tabloids.
Well, the one guy's in the circus or something. And like, he'll walk on blades and stuff. It's crazy. Oh. Crazy stuff. But the hair on their face, like, growing up and over there, it's nuts.
It must be common enough they're targeting women in ads, like female lower back hair laser removal. Like, so it must be common enough.
Yeah. Listen,
that was the first time I heard of it.
Here's the thing. I have to assume that in the majority of cases, it's like peach fuzz. Right.
Peach fuzz? You're not really concerned about peach fuzz.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, in the majority of cases, it's barely
noticeable.
But that girl has my back hair.
Yeah.
On her lower back.
No, it was a wild look.
In fact, like the one that we saw, that's much thicker than mine grows in.
Oh, you hate to see it.
You do. But
or feel it.
You gotta know. Like, you have to know you have, you know, you're a girl. You've seen your whole body.
Yeah,
you've checked out your whole, you've looked at your butt.
Yeah.
You've like, is it good today?
God.
It is good.
Yeah.
You know, like you've done that. You know.
When you're getting dressed. I mean, you just know.
Right. Yeah, it's, I'm thinking it's more like peach fuzz, like you say. But,
this guy says reason 347 why I'm a gay man.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. It's still hotter than my lower back. But,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's still.
You don't want the back goatee thing that she's got going on. That one.
What's that? We call that the unhappy trail.
But I just think to myself, if you've got that, then it's wherever hair is naturally growing, I bet it's wild.
A tramp mullet.
I bet it's wild.
A tramp mullet. Oh, no.
It's long. It's longer than you think.
Some of them were. That one, that lady sitting there was crazy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. And you never would expect to see that.
And it looked like it was sprinkled all down to a crack.
Oh, yeah.
Sprinkled.
Well, that one right there, like, it's not offensive, but it's got pure, like, almost pure coverage. And then you see the crack. And you can tell the one, that one right there, you can see the crack that there's some stuff.
Yeah.
How did this guy get out of this whole situation?
He just stopped and pretended they wanted to watch the movie. And now he's stopped dating her.
Okay, could you imagine, like, a guy, like, you're making out with a guy mid-makeout, and he's doing whatever, and he's reaching up your shirt, and then all of a sudden it's like,
back to the movie. I mean, something really bad has happened. You have to know something really bad has happened.
Like, she figured it out.
Yeah. Like, there's usually no reverse.
Knew, I mean, how do you, you know.
I know.
I don't know what she's thinking.
Yeah.
You got to take care of it. And I mean, maybe this will make her realize that.
Yeah.
When a guy aborted.
Right? Exactly.
In bed watching a movie, a guy stopped.
I'll tell you, you know, they're showing like a picture of four girls That like of where the patterns might be. Mm-hmm. You don't want to run into number four.
Number four is the worst case scenario.
Come on, number four.
So hairy legs all the way in the butt and like the all the back. Yeah.
I don't even want to run into number three.
Not even number one.
I don't want to run into number two. Number one, I'd hope they knew and took care of it.
Little patch under her neck and a little patch above her ass.
But listen, like I had a buddy who famously ended up hooking up with a girl and same type of thing. Shirt came off and it was like chest hair.
She had chest hair?
In between her boobs. Yeah. Like full guy chest hair.
That's crazy.
And long nipple hairs.
Jesus.
This lady says now I'm checking my lower back in case I missed a huge patch of unwanted Chewbacca hair. I know, you can't miss it. You put your pants on, you put your panties on, whatever, ladies, you touch there every day. You know, you would know what's going on.
Yeah, number four, that looked like a laser tag kind of set up.
Yeah.
Like it was like her whole back, her whole chest.
Someone said, Mike from New Hampshire said she must have been with a dude who thought it was sexy. That's why she kept it.
No, I know.
Which guy thinks that's
if you're
sexy,
with a dude that thinks that's sexy, that dude's into dudes.
Right? He was horny. He was just like, whatever.
Or he just had no other options.
Mm. Someone said he got the boobs out. How do you abort from there? That part must have been incredibly awkward.
That's what's right?
The boobs are out, and I'm like, look at this movie.
Put them back.
This is great.
How do you put them back?
You can't.
Both heads. They're both
head size breasts.
You can't gently tuck them away. They're out. They're staying out.
Yeah.
But sorry, awkward. Chewbacca lady. I mean,
the thing is, there's stuff she can do. There's stuff
for sure.
Girls out there can do. You know, obviously,
wax,
I've
laser.
Tried to do laser. It has not
Some
did
people
not
it works
work.
For.
Yeah.
At least wax.
At least wax, You got to take care of it because you're just going to turn guys off, unfortunately. Sorry, I mean, I know there's nothing
at
your
least
body,
wax.
Nothing you can do about it, but you can take care of it. There is something, I guess, you can do. Nothing you can do about it growing there, but you can deal with it once it's there.
I was at, I was getting my nails done or whatever, and this woman was like, so do you offer waxing? And I'm, and she's like, everything? Do you offer waxing for everything? I'm like,
What does that mean?
BH. Why are you saying this in front of everyone,
it's
lady?
Like I have a
beard. Do you wax b-holes in here in this place?
That's what it was, too.
Come on, seriously, it was like this?
No.
Like, do you wax everywhere? No, honestly, listen. Listen, Mr. Chen.
Mr. Chen,
listen.
I will wax many price.
Okay, because I got a one certain area that a lot of people won't go after and wax the way I need it.
I'm very terrified about what you're talking about.
My beehole.
It's going to be an extra.
I'll pay whatever price.
Come on back, I will suit up.
You're gonna need some more wax.
I'm gonna need all of the wax I have.
I was like, la la la.
Oh my god,
that's hilarious.
You wax everywhere.
Listen, I'm just a beast.
Listen, I'm gonna be honest. To hear that kind of stuff, I might even go in and get my nails done. I might just be in there like, yeah, take your time. I'm
just
waiting.
Just to listen in on the conversations. Chuck's nails look fabulous. He keeps going to that place.
At least, did you just hear that? Chick wants her BH done.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We've been wary of any food delivery service for a long time on this show because we think they're touching it, they're sniffing it, they're eating it. God knows what they're doing. Well, someone in Chicago caught their Uber Eats driver Uber eating.
Nope.
Oh, no. Their boneless chicken wings got a little taste. Damn it. And it was all caught on camera. Here's the story from CBS2 in Chicago.
Okay, yeah, you can add this to your list of COVID concerns. A 15-piece boneless chicken wing dinner, apparently too tempting for this delivery driver in all of this. It was all caught on camera. His explanation, simple. He was hungry.
And he's walking along the grass. And then my camera happened to pick him up.
There are security cameras all over Richard Jackson's home.
Gestured towards my camera.
In the Austin neighborhood.
He was clearly caught digging into my food.
The cameras light up. There's even warning signs alerting people to the cameras.
He was digging into the bag, you know, sort of chucking the boneless wings.
But that apparently didn't stop this delivery guy.
Repeatedly popping them in.
From helping himself to Jackson's dinner.
This is when I see the sauce smeared all over the bag.
Jesus, he's doing it right.
Missing several pieces of the chicken.
Jackson used Uber Eats to order dinner from Buffalo Wild Wings. He says instead of his assigned delivery driver, a man hops out of the passenger side door and almost immediately begins rifling through the bag.
It's concerning that he was so nonchalant. Especially during a pandemic where we have a highly transmissible disease.
A 2019 U.S. food study polled 500 deliverers. 28% admitted to snagging customers' food. More than half say they've been tempted to do so by the smell.
I did challenge him on why he was eating my food.
Jackson confronted the driver on the porch, and after a few moments, Jackson says he got an admission and refused to accept the order.
He eventually admitted to eating my food. He said that, I was hungry.
But you can't do that.
Uber did issue a refund. Jackson said he's also upset with the restaurant Buffalo Wild Wings for not putting those tamper-proof seals or stickers on his food. Now, based on Uber's own rules and guidelines, it appears that this driver did violate several of them. Yeah. A representative, a spokesperson for Uber, says that they are looking into this incident. We are live tonight in the loop. Charlie DeMar, CBS 2 News.
It's hilarious as he waited until he got into the street and then he just couldn't help himself any longer. He's just like, I can't take it.
He'd been smelling him the whole ride there.
Yeah, the whole ride there. He was so good about it and waited.
So he was the passenger, though.
Well, they said that, but then they repeatedly said he was the driver. I think he was picking them out from the passenger seat.
Okay.
And that's where you see, like, and first of all, his car's blocking the whole road.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a complete douchebag.
Yeah.
The only way I'd ever order from any of these services is if there was, like, a camera on the food. For the entire,
so you can just watch your food from the.
It's
going to
be expensive. I'd like live watch it. Yeah. Live watch it.
What are you doing, Andy?
Watching my food arrive, Lisa. So there's no hands and feet in it. And
the thing is, I could not deliver food though. Hungry like that.
You can't.
Yeah, if you're tempted too much by food and you have an eating disorder.
Right.
You can't.
But at the same time, like every single time I'd be like, well, listen, no, I eat enough. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm not. But then all of a sudden I go to Buffalo Wild Wings and there's like
wings.
Delicious. I'm like, the smell. What I would do is I would go in and I'd be like, 24 wings. Right. I'd be gigantic.
You would
even
spend
more.
All
oh my
your money
God. I wouldn't make
made.
A cent. I wouldn't make a cent.
Yeah, you'd be broke.
I'd go to a rib place.
Oh, I feel like that happens. I feel like these guys go into places and they're like, yeah, I'll take a burger too. Or,
You know, of course.
Absolutely. These guys have to. They're going to these restaurants. If they haven't eaten or they're hungry,
I'd end up going somewhere that I've never heard of or anything. And I'm like, what? Wait a second. They've got
ribs and brisket. The home of the best burnt ends.
Right. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah. Give me some.
I'm going to just take a couple.
You can't just have it in your car and it smells so good.
I was transporting barbecue food, chicken wings, fresh Krispy Kreme.
Like I'm going to get all those today.
Mm. I'd have to be a vegetarian-only driver. Like, I will drive.
Yeah. I'll deliver all of your vegetarian needs.
Chuck does only Beyond Meat products.
Yeah.
Nothing that tempts him at all.
Oh, man. I only deliver pig's feet.
It is so brazen, though, to just pop it open, get sauce everywhere, eat it like on the way.
Right in the middle of the street, walking up to the house, opening it up.
Because not only am I furious that you did that, but now I don't get to eat and I got to smell it a little bit. Yep. Like I had it in my hand and I'm like, I can't touch this. I can't. You had your fingers all over it.
I just fall to my knees on the ground and just be like, no,
The end of Platoon. The end of Platoon.
He actually high-fived the guy. Did you see
it
that?
It looked like he fist-bumped him.
Yeah, it was like, because the guy was like, yeah, okay, fine. Sorry, buddy. I had some
At least he admitted it.
I apologize. Yeah. And the guy was like, all right, dude, just take it back and make sure they don't charge me for it.
I have an eating disorder.
Right. I just can't step when I smell a fry. I take it.
Yeah, but I do too. Are you clean? Because I'm going to finish him.
Can you imagine Chuck showing up at every house? Sorry, man. I ate your stuff. I ate that. It was really good.
Yeah.
Walk of shame back to the car.
I just hope I'd be smart enough to know that I was going to do it. You know, like, I know I'm going to eat your food, so I better order it myself.
When I get food for just myself, I get a little something extra just for the drive.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, I get a little something extra for the drive home. Yeah, that's my driving snack. And then
I did that the other day because I went to the Shake Shack or whatever, and I got, like, extra fries for the ride home.
Yeah, you got ride fries.
Ride fries.
That's what I get. Yeah. I'll get, like, a single cheeseburger, and that's just my special treat for the ride.
Just your ride treat.
My ride burger. But I mean, I don't think they'll ever have the technology of live food cams. It'd just be too much money.
Yeah, Andy, you won't be able to watch your food from creation to door.
I don't know. There's got to be something they can do. Maybe there's like a key fob or something. They can lock it up and only you can access it.
I think
a lot of technology.
I know, but that's getting crazy. Or to me, it's just hand it to me the way like Taco Bell hands me the delivery food now, where it's like folded down and stuck with stickers.
Yeah.
And it's like, if there's any.
Not Mission Impossible.
But I know if you've been in it. If you've been in it.
Yeah. I feel like I could peel that sticker open.
Oh, there's no way.
I think you could delicately do it and then put it back.
I keep a travel steamer in my car. I steam that bitch open. Yeah. I take one of your Chimichangas.
If you are a food scammer, you probably have the tools of the trade.
There's probably a way.
Yeah. Like a bank robber. It's always got his little tools of the trade.
Then go Chinese food restaurant style. 2,500 staples. 2,500 staples. Good luck with that.
I'll just bring my own stapler.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like in my head that they're worse than pizza delivery drivers or anything that I've used like my whole life, you know?
Yeah.
Because like for some reason still, I trust like somebody that works at a pizza place that's delivering it more than...
The pizza driver's not a rando. That's some other third party.
That's what it is.
You have a boss that works at the pizza place. If you call and complain that the driver ate pepperonis off your pizza, there's somebody they can directly go to.
Yeah, that's where we come back to whenever we talk about this. It generally is, if you work for that place, then you're probably a little more reliable and less, you know, ready to steal from your food. But if you're just like one dude who normally drives people around in his car and now he's picking up a burger, he doesn't give a damn.
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah, a weird setup.
I couldn't be a pizza delivery driver either. I just realized.
I used to.
I know, but I couldn't do it.
Well, it was
hard. I'd be like, two pies as well for me.
Pretty much anything.
I think.
If you had to deliver Dairy Queen to people.
Exactly. It'd have to be whatever they got. I'd pull up and I'd be like, listen, whatever that it is, just make two of them. Yeah. Just in case I eat it.
You have to back
just
them back
in
up
case.
Every time. Here's something you never want to have happen to you. Where you have to get leeches removed from your eyes.
Eyes.
Oh, stop it now.
The what?
Leeches on my eyes.
It's a bad day. Up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com is the gruesome moment. A hiker had to have two leeches removed from his eye. Marvin Mana Salah.
Can we listen to this?
Yeah, it's...
Oh, yeah, who knows what's being said. But...
He'd been climbing Mount Isarog in the Philippines.
Hold on, let me write down Mount Isarog.
Yeah. Place you don't want to go. He'd been climbing Mount Isarog when one of his friends noticed his right eye had become sore and red. The group reached the village at the foot of the mountain where his friends looked at his eye. They found that there were two green leeches sucking blood from his eyeballs.
Oh, that's your problem right there!
Ah. They were sucking blood from his eyeballs, you guys.
Oh, it's right in the corner. No. He stopped it.
Sorry, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm
She just destroyed it.
Sorry, I had to kill it.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to kill it.
It's not going to play. I don't know what happened there.
I don't like eye stuff.
Let me reboot it here, see if we can get it going. Okay, there we go. So there we are.
They it's took right on his eyelid.
Cotton buds and tweezers and tried to pick them out.
Ooh, it's bigger than you thought.
Oh, my God. How does that get in your eye, you guys? Oh, God, that's hard to see.
That's the easy stuff here.
Open it up. Your eyes and
oh, God, look at it. Oh, they tried to pull it, huh?
But it's leeching and sucking. It's leeching and sucking.
Careful.
Oh, yes, God. It's daddy. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Stand still.
Anybody got a better set of tweezers?
Oh, God. Oh, I don't want leeches in me eyeballs.
Oh, this is taking a long time
for
it to get out.
Because the leech doesn't want to come out. The leech has got tasty blood in there.
It's still in there, dude.
Oh, God.
Oh, it just went. It goes in.
Yeah, like it goes in. How do you get it out?
You're missing this.
Oh, God, his eye's all swollen and stuff. Come on, there's a leech in it. Oh, look at it. There's a leech in it.
Yeah, this is a tough video.
Oh,
this is,
man,
awesome.
This is nuts this to watch.
Is awesome. Oh, God, it's watery.
Oh.
These are not professionals.
Ooh, I'm not hiking in the Philippines.
Oh, the one's way up there.
Oh, yeah, there's two, right? There's two. Oh,
that's
my God. Oh, tough watch.
They get it.
I'll have to look at.
Oh, no. Oh,
God.
Oh, my.
Oh,
careful,
man.
With the tweezers on my eye.
Oh. Hit an eyeball with a cotton swab. Oh, it's down.
Okay, oh, my God. It just keeps popping up.
Stop
like
it. Just sort of open freaking... your eye.
Oh, God.
It's getting worse. Oh, my God.
This is
takes
a...
takes forever.
I know.
Oh, my God.
These leeches don't want to get out of there.
It's just taking forever.
And remember, there's two of them, right? So even when they get one, there's one remaining.
There's a bunch in there, huh?
He's got two.
He's got one on the left side.
How do they get in your eye, you guys? How do they get in your eye and you don't know?
He
how
probably
do leeches
was like
get in your eye?
In, like, really leech-infested waters and opened his eyes.
Mm. Oh,
right, so like fishing he was, you know,
ever
I think
heard
about
of
you when you were
in your eyes?
On your
never
hike.
Never heard of it.
They come so close to getting it.
You know when you were on your hike, oh, did it come off on the towel?
No, I don't think so. I think it was sucked back in. When I was on my hike.
You know, you would go in the water. There would be spots where like the water was flowing, so you'd go inside of it. That's all this guy probably did. There was a couple stops. Oh, everyone dive in. Next thing you know. You're on live leak.
Well, eventually they were able to get both of the leeches out.
Yeah, the one came out on the...
He was fine, believe it or not. He took a bath right away. They said they asked him to visit a clinic, but he said he was okay. They say leeches are very familiar sight in that country's forests. There are several parasitic mountain leeches.
What?
That are found in wet terrains there.
Parasitic mountain leeches? That's... I don't need any of that.
Eye leeches. You guys, another thing to worry about in 2020.
I think
leeches.
What disturbs me more is if it was just, like, on plants. Like, it was just in the wetlands.
Right.
And
well, they
you
call
just
them mountain leeches.
I know, you just walk by.
Like
and
a tick or
they,
something.
They, like, kind of jump out or they let go of the plant and find...
Dude, any kind of parasite's so nasty. But leeches are disturbing. What movie is it where they run through a river and then they're covered in leeches?
Stand By Me?
Is that Stand By Me?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Stand By Me. Yes.
Yep, that'll affect you.
I've been terrified of leeches ever since that.
Yeah.
What is it? Throw salt on them if they're on your legs and stuff. That should make them come off, right? Isn't that one of the things?
I can't remember if that's like a remedy or if that's a...
If that there's something out there that you're not supposed to do.
I know that's a way to kill snails, too.
Is it like burn them?
Oh, resist the temptation to pour salt.
Yeah,
you're not sucking
leech.
Folk wisdom recommends, but that could cause the leech to vomit into the wound.
Very cool.
Posing health risks. Leech vomit?
Yeah.
Didn't you say your dad would just burn them off?
Well, ticks.
Oh,
like,
ticks.
I would go like in the woods with him and do stuff or whatever. And like, I got a tick one time and I have like a vicious memory of him just burning it off my head.
Yeah.
Because that's what he said. That.
Well, yeah, that's, I guess, one of the way to remove them.
Yeah. It was pretty...
burn it right off.
Pretty awful experience.
Yeah. I bet.
Doesn't sound good. You have to do that with dogs and stuff too, right?
Right.
You don't want them to have ticks on them. But
every time I walk under trees now or anything, I'm like, ticks.
Wow. Who knew?
I didn't. But if you want to see that, it is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. You can go check it out there. All right, you guys. The rich, well, they just keep getting better news.
Oh.
Of course we do.
A year of yes. 2020, fantastic. Yeah. We're having another 2020. The poor are almost gone. Party.
A new study finds that rich people even sleep better than us.
Of course we do. Our beds are the finest beds. Our sheets are the finest sheets.
Yeah.
and they sleep longer, too. Better and longer.
No concerns.
They don't have any chores to do. They have maids and people take care of all their stuff.
They surveyed over 140,000 adults, and they discovered that people who make more money sleep better. It was a four-year study. According to the findings, only 55% of those living below the poverty line reported getting a full night's sleep. Two-thirds of those who earned 400% above the poverty line reported getting a full night's sleep almost every night.
Oh. No gunshots last night, no riots.
That's like actually, Chuck, that is one of the reasons. They believe it's because they can afford to live in quieter neighborhoods and houses.
Yeah.
They have better soundproofed homes.
No one launching fireworks.
They can afford better health care that focuses on sleep disorders. Financial security takes away a lot of the stresses in their life,
right,
surrounding money. Then, of course, as we mentioned, they can afford better mattresses, better pillows, and what other sleep gear they need to enhance their slumber.
I had a terrible sleep last night. I couldn't get the idea of the water polo match that we're having in
all
1 week.
All I think about all day and night is water polo.
I know.
Lately, that's my true complaint with COVID.
It's really affected our water polo league.
Yes. I love water polo. How am I to get exercise?
Of course.
How?
I guess that makes total sense, right?
Yeah.
You're not worried about, I mean, most people's worries about, am I going to pay my bills? Right. Am I going to afford the rent? Am I, you know, all that stuff.
They don't have that.
Yeah. They have none of that to worry about. I'm sure they have other stresses.
If we get COVID, we'll be at the finest hospitals.
I tell you, I know personally the best doctor in the entire country.
Of course you do. Bastards.
We're still laughing.
And listen, if it gets close, we'll just head to our yacht.
Oh, I know, to head out to sea in luxury. Can't catch it there.
No, quite safe.
A lot of people did that, right? A lot of those really rich guys.
I'm sure.
They quarantined on their yacht.
They went yachting, right?
Yeah. They made their own little islands, pretty much, and just went on their yachts, and it was just them.
Mm-hmm. We've raised our private island that we've had buried and secretly hidden.
Hit the button.
It comes out of the water.
Right.
We are super rich.
Oh, my God.
I almost didn't get the reports on stocks.
Please.
But I know we're doing well.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.